Lastly, I can vouch, as improbable as it seems, that if I had waited to destroy all my illusions, even if I had been willing to give in to despair, I could not have done so. The cetacean had rammed our frigate at about 11 o'clock in the evening. I therefore calculated on 8 hours of swimming until sunrise, a strenuous task, but feasible, thanks to our relieving each other. The sea was pretty smooth and barely tired us. Sometimes I tried to peer through the dense gloom, which was broken only by the phosphorescent flickers coming from our movements. I stared at the luminous ripples breaking over my hands, shimmering sheets spattered with blotches of bluish-gray. It seemed as if we'd plunged into a pool of quicksilver. Near 1 o'clock in the morning, I was overcome with tremendous exhaustion. My limbs stiffened in the grip of intense cramps.